ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So, Romans chapter 10, I read from verse 4. For Christ is the hand of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead? But what does it say? This kind of righteousness, this kind of the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. As the saving grace or saving faith. Say, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation or unto deliverance. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Can I have an amen this morning? For there is no distinction between Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord overall is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. God's word is unchangeable. God's word is irrefutable. God's word is powerful. I mean, when we started this series, those were the three bylines. Because we live in such a time that things are not the way it used to be. Pandemic has changed the way we live, has changed our manner of life, the way we converse. It has changed the way we transact business or businesses. It has changed the way we run, even in our career, in our offices. Most meetings in the past few months have been done by Zoom or by whatever platform organization chooses to use. So things have changed. Family life, it has changed. I mean, even in education, it has changed. Some schools in the city that we live, they have 3 days home, 2 days off online. Some don't even have, some it's online. The way we live has changed. And the way we live that has changed, it has also impacted our lives, either positively or sometimes negatively. It has impacted on our finances. NEPA bill is not the way it used to be. Tariff has increased. Tomatoes, all these things that people transfer from one place to another because fuel price has increased, it's no more the same. So it has changed. But there is something the Bible has encouraged for us who are believers in Christ. Even though we are in the world, but we do not live according to the dictates of this world. He says to you and I in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, that just shall live by their own faith. We saw this in the life of our patriarch. So if you read Hebrews chapter 11, for example, it gives us what we call the catalog of faith. Those who have embraced the word of God, those who have walked with God in different dispensations, in different ages, and then he summarizes their testimonies for us so that these things are written for our admonition. The Bible says, unto whom the end of the world has come. So things have changed. But the believers in Christ are designed to live by faith. So the just shall live by his own faith. I'd like to take a census in this service. I did in the previous service. How many people have realized that things around their lives have changed in the last 6-7 months? And I see your hand. Yeah. How many people have done business in a different way in the last 6-7 months? I've done new businesses in the last 6-7 months. Can I see your hand? Yeah. How many people have made more money in the last 6-7 months? Can I see your hand? Yeah. Can you see? It's the same economy. It's the same space. It's the same situation. It's the same challenges. But people have different interpretations. How many people, please don't be offended, if you have lost your job in the last 6-7 months, can I see your hand? Can I see it now? Yeah? Okay, just only one person. Two. In the last service, there was none. But that's also a phase of life to be managed. But I have this message for us this morning. The Bible talking about the patriarch of old. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, can we read together? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews, it said, by faith, we understand that the universe were created by the word of God, so that what is seen has been made from things that are not visible. If you and I are going to live in this time, in this dispensation, in this age, we must learn to believe God. That's my message. This learn to believe God. What is it to live by faith? Is to have absolute confidence in the word of the Lord, absolute confidence in the integrity of his word, that his word never fails, absolute confidence in that he who have spoken is committed to watch over his word. According to Isaiah 55, he watches over his word to perform it. According to Luke 1:37, he said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. According to Luke 1:45, he said, for there shall be a performance of the things spoken to you by the Lord. The just shall live by their faith. So God's word is unchangeable. In other words, it is ageless and it is consistent. In Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, he said, I sought for a man. So God is still looking for people who dare to walk with him. God's word is irrefutable. It is unquestionable. It is undeniable. He says, so shall my word that has gone out of my mouth, it shall not return to me less void of power, but it shall accomplish the things which I have sent it to. It shall send it to. Mark chapter 13, verse 31. The Bible says, it will take heaven and earth to pass away for this word not to be fulfilled. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. So whatever it is around us, they are temporal to change. They are temporal things. And they can change. But in Isaiah 40, verse 8, it says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God abides forever. So the world system is under pressure. We said here in Nigeria, prices of food and cost of living has grown up astronomically. You all know it. Once there is increase in fuel price, automatically transportation increase, automatically the price of foodstuff also increased. Before you know it, things have gone. What, 1,000 naira, 10,000, 20,000 used to cater for, you probably need 50,000. But at this time, because the truth is that, let me be sincere with you, based on the prophecy of the Bible, things might not be, Udoji Award might not come to Nigeria anymore. You know, all those free things, it may not come. But there is one thing that is clear for you and I who are believers in Christ. We must learn to live by our faith. Our faith says when men say there is casting down, the testimony on our lips is that there is lifting up. Our faith says the one who is with us will never leave us nor forsake us, so that we may boldly say the Lord is our helper. That's what our faith says. Our faith says, who has believed the report? Our faith says, we believe the report of the Lord. Job chapter 5 this morning. I read something to us. Job chapter 5. That looks like a testimony of the one who chooses to trust in this God. Even though things may not be right all around, but look at what he says. Verse 18, Job chapter 5, verse 18. He said, for he bruises, but he binds up. He wounds, but his hands make whole. He shall deliver you in six troubles. No evil shall touch you. In famine, he shall redeem you from death. And in war from the power of the sword. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue. You shall not be afraid of destruction when it comes. You shall laugh at destruction and famine. Can I have a good amen there? How do you laugh at destruction and famine? I'm getting into it. What do you need to do at this time? The men are crying. What do you need to do at this time? The people around you are confused. What do you need to do at this time? You know, things are tough for many people. That's the truth. But hey, my message this morning is that things may be tough, which is the reality. The truth is that God is with us. God is in us. God is for us. If God be for us, no one can be against us. Romans 8:37, he says, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome. Greater, not weaker. Not of a lower standard. Not of a lower quality. Not of an inferior quality. Greater is he who lives in you than he that is in the world. In 1 John 5:4, the Bible says, who is he that overcomes? It said, but who? He who has faith in the Son of God. He said, we have been born of God, so we conquer the world. He said, this is the victory that has conquered the world, even our faith. So the just shall live by their faith. He didn't say the faith of other people. The just shall live by their faith. So things may not be going on right around us. He says, saviors will arise from Zion. The just shall live by faith. Many people's life is tied to yours. You are like a lifeline. You have to live by faith at this time. You have to. I have to. Everyone has to. Because the world is in need of what we have. We have the seed of God in our name of God running in our vein. We have the life of Jesus. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him,
there is no order. Is it education? People are learned, especially Nigerians. Is it network? Is it population? We are the most populous black nation. Is it in terms of young people who are like whiskeys? I'm not saying in the time of the natural whiskey, but I'm talking about the intelligent one. Hey, Nigerians, you can mark us for it. But hey, I'm saying to you, brother, sister, there is a higher wisdom. There is a higher level of oppression. And we have come into that dimension. And you and I must take responsibility. He says, saviors shall arise from Zion. He said, out of Zion shall be, speak forth the word of the Lord. So the world system is under pressure. People, we begin to see them. They become desperate. People, out of that desperate mode, things will be happening. It's already happening. Cyber crime has increased. Fraud has increased. I get phone calls. I get. And they are not afraid. They tell me that I prayed for them years ago. And that the Lord has blessed them now. And they want to pay back. That I should not worry. I won't leave. I should just give them the money to transact the business. And then the returns come to me. And because I have been a blessing to their lives. The day I have time, I play along. I only bank with one bank, but every day I get mails to change my token with Diamond Bank, with Zenith Bank. So that should tell you I don't bank with all those two banks. So things are not the same. People are looking for money. And they're not afraid to defraud their father, their mother, their uncles, their aunties. They are not. I had a very sad story. Someone who just lost a job, had with a bank. And one of the people she booked a loan for is her own very uncle. And you know what the uncle said to her? Thank you, don't she? Nigeria is hoeing. That she should not disturb. But she's lost her job at the moment. So people are looking how to outsmart other people. That is the reality. But you and I who are believers, we can't do it all. We can. You have conscience. Jesus is living in your heart. The Holy Spirit doesn't teach you to Yahoo. He doesn't teach you to Gmail. That's what G-boys means. Gmail. Y is a common one. Everybody can decode that. G. They understand it. Coded. But you don't understand this. I've given you understanding today. So, the world is broken. The system, this system, the world that the Bible recalled to, this structure, this system is run by Satan, the god of this world. And there is something that is upon this system generally, is the word curse. The curse means any supernatural force that limits. So, Adam sold out. And so, the curse came upon humankind. But that wasn't the end of the story. Jesus came to redeem us from the curse. Can we read together Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14? It said, Christ has, it's past tense, it is legal, it is authentic. There is nothing that can be argued against this. He has, it's not that he's going to redeem us. He hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. be made a curse for us. For it is written. Because it is written, it cannot be unwritten. It is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. The question this morning, you ask yourself, I'm not cursed. Yes, you are not cursed because Christ has redeemed us. So this is legal. But I'm talking about us moving it from being legal to vital reality in our lives. What is the curse of the law? If you read, when you get back up, Deuteronomy 28, from verse 1 to 6, it talks about the blessing in the first 14 verses. In the first 13 verses, from 14 to 68, it talks about the contrary things. The supernatural force that will limit if we will not obey the voice of the Lord our God. So the curse of the law has been summarized into three things. Number one, spiritual death. And which give back to sin, separation from the life of God. And then you have, secondly, sickness. And then thirdly, poverty. So when you came into Christ, Christ has redeemed you from those three things. Spiritual death. That's why the just shall live by faith. He opened the gate of righteousness to us. We have right standing with God. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation because we are in Christ Jesus. Is that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death? What the law could not do in that it was weak in the flesh, Christ came at the appointed time. So Christ broke the sting of spiritual death over our lives. That was in the hand. He broke sickness. He broke the sting of poverty over our lives. So the curse of the Lord is there on the world until the time of this lease is out. When Jesus comes and all things is subjected to him and there is a new heaven and a new earth. So, but why we are here, there is a war. That's why the Bible says the only war that you and I are called to fight is the fight of faith. Fight of faith, establishing what Christ has done in your life. In weeks and in the months to come, when the graph begins to oscillate, please hold this thing in your heart that I am living by faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. He said, we have the spirit. So, faith is a spirit. It is contagious. He said, we have the spirit of faith. How does it work? He said, we believe. And therefore, we confess it. The practicality of where we are. You know, confession is affirming what you believe. It's standing behind what is considered to be true. And what is considered to be true in this time is the word of God. Heaven and earth will go unfulfilled. So spiritual death, Christ has redeemed us from it. In 1 John 3:18, he said, for this purpose, Son of God was made manifest, 1 John 3:8, that he may destroy the works of the devil. So God has destroyed the works of the devil. We are free from sin. John 8:32, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. John 8:32 says, you will know the truth, and the truth, the knowledge of that truth shall make you free. We are saved, so we are free from sin. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. I don't have the seed of Satan in me. Can you say that to yourself? I don't need deliverance. Say it to yourself. Hey, if you need deliverance, it's deliverance by the word of God. You know the truth. And the truth, the knowledge of that truth sets you free. Somebody say we are in Africa. The word of God does not know Africa. The word of God created heaven and earth. So it's not geographical location. If you abide yourself with this truth, the power that is inherent in this truth will set you free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Dear friends, you are a new creation. You are a new creature. You have not existed before. You are a brand new man in Christ, not outside Christ. In Christ, all things are passed away. All things have become new. And this walk is a walk of regeneration inside how. He said, all things are of God. All things are of God. In Revelation 21:5, he said, the one who sits on the throne says, behold, I will make all things new. I used to be under the bondage of sin, but I'm no more. I walk in the liberty where Christ has made me free. I will not be entangled by any yoke of bondage. See, let me say something to you. All these things that I've said this morning, if you don't know, the devil will rub it on your face. Even though it is legal, but if you don't appropriate it, that's why I said this time, we will apply the word of God to our life. We will apply it to our families. We will apply it to our businesses. We will apply it to our career path. This time, from what you will have promotion. You will have increase. You will have enlargement. Because that's what the word of the Lord says. You don't need promotion in heaven. You don't need money in heaven. They don't print money in heaven. People will pray for money to come. Which one? God is rich over all the nation. He won't. If you pray for money, is it dollar? Is it pound? Is man? Man no create a war. But God creates wealth. So please, this is not a time to keep quiet. You must speak over that business because he says he will bless the works of your hands. You must speak over that career path. You must speak over your environment. Unless the Lord watches over the city. So it's not OPC that is keeping your environment. You must learn to speak. I live here, so there is peace here. You must learn to speak every morning over your children. They come in contact with all sorts when they go to school. But prophesy. The word is in your mouth. The word is in your heart. If you have it in your heart, it will come out of your mouth. And it will, if it comes out of your heart, it produces fruit in your life. So the curse of the law, spiritual death. The second one, sickness. Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5. Says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded. First part, legal status. Second part, legal status. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Not that we are going to be healed. We are healed. And we need to apply that to our reality today. That with long life, it will satisfy us and show us his salvation. Let me say this to you. You can go home at any time. When I mean home, I mean your real home. You need to have that assurance in your heart. And during this period, I had people who passed on. At last moment, you don't have to go home with sickness in your body. You know, people have this mentality. They say, anyhow, in this pandemic, ask for his favorite meal. Ask that his barber should come. The barber said, ask for his favorite meal. And they gave him his favorite meal. And then sat in his usual seat. And Jesus, take my soul. He said, welcome me home. And he was gone. Another person called for all his kids to come. And they had weekend together. His house is, it's like, it needed stay. And so they had, they finished dinner Saturday night. And he just waved at everybody. And he went upstairs. And before they knew it, he was gone. His bed. So, I know sickness still rests on this body. But I'm saying this morning, by the word of the Lord, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Having me made a curse for us. He said, curse is everyone who hangs on the tree. That the blessing, not the curses. That's why you don't need deliverance. He can't say he has redeemed us and then curses you rest again. It has. Some people believe that there is no way you can walk in this world that your head will not shake. There is a way you can walk with your shoulder high that your head will not shake. Hey, some people believe that Ayele. I'm talking about people who are in Christ. The third one, poverty. I mean, you can do Isaiah 53, 54, Matthew 8, 7 for people who want to study further. And please don't wait until you are sick before you appropriate these words. A lot of people wait. No. When you are feeling pain in your body, it becomes very difficult. Yeah, it becomes very difficult. But if you can do it every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, and this is the way to do it, let it be that no food enter your mouth until you have a vaccine every day. Matthew 8, 17, Hebrews 13, 8, 1 Peter 2, 24. Those are scripture. You eat it. Then there is a residue that form. Germs are all over the place. Virus, before, in case you don't know, I'm telling you now. Before corona, every day there are germs all around us. The third one is poverty. Please, I came to you this morning. Don't manage. Don't manage. 2 Corinthians 8:9. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Let's read it together. He said, For you know the grace. So I'm saying this to you. I know when we begin to talk like this, people don't like us, preacher. But that is the truth. The devil don't like us, so he doesn't want us to talk about it. God wants you to live well. God wants you to live well to the point of overflow that you are able to help other people. God doesn't want lust. He doesn't want covetousness. But he wants you to own money, to own things, so that you can establish your dominion. The things you see around here is not made for the devil and his cohorts. Within the context of God's purpose, of God's assignment for your life, you can own things. You can have money. You can be a blessing to the nations. The patriarch, you always hear it. I will bless you and then make you a blessing. That is the balance. There is a grace we must not waste. It's a grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, not for himself, he said, yet for your sake. And what is yet for your sake? Is yet for your sake. Is yet for your sake. It's yet for your sake. Jesus was not, he's not sick in his body. It's yet for our sake. Jesus is not burdened with sin. He said he was without sin. So yet for our sake. Yet for your sake, he became poor. So there was an exchange. A beautiful exchange. Yet through his poverty, you might become rich. And then look at flip to 9:8. He said, God is able to make all grace. I've said to myself, even if I'm growing young now. And the more I'm growing younger, the more I realize that I can eat very little. So it's not about food. I'm growing young. The more I'm growing younger now, it's not about clothing. So there is a limit. that it's not about acquiring. It's about living a generous life, an intentional life, a life that is full of blessing. Proverbs 11, 24. Can you give me in that your HSBC? Huh? Money is on my mind, so if I say HSBC. Say one person, and you see, gives freely, yet he does what? How many of us here, let me ask you a very simple question. How many of us, you have given something to people, and you feel sad? Can I see your hand? Even if they force you to give that thing, the moment you give it, and it becomes a blessing in the light of God, there is a kind of joy, satisfaction. How many of you have helped somebody pay school fees before and you feel sad? Said there is one person who gives freely, yet gains more. Another withhold what is right, only to become poor. A generous person will be what? Not diminished. He will be enriched. She will be enriched. And the one who gives a drink of water will do what? That's life principle. Genesis 8:22. Let me close. We continue next week Sunday. It said, as long as the heart and time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night will not cease. What are you supposed to be doing at this moment? Number one, be open to creative ideas from the Holy Spirit. Be open. That's how the just live by their faith. God, I just believe that there's so much in the atmosphere, and God is just waiting for who can pick the signal. We are seated in this room. There is CNN here. There is Sky News here. There is Cool FM here. As we speak, there is Al Jazeera here. If we have the right decoder and the right frequency, they are live in this room. It's there. AIT is here. Channels is here. If we install the right equipment and we tune to the right frequency, they are live here. The same way, that's how supernatural war. God is looking at this time for people who will be open to his creative idea. Ways of doing business, ways of pursuing a career, when to make the career shift, ways of walking through life without being hurt by the current situation and circumstances. So be open to creative idea. Instruction is coming to you. Secondly, yield and obey yourself. Obedience is key. Obedience is key. Isaiah 1:19 says it. When we are willing and obedient, that is when we hit the good of the land. Job 36:11 says, if we obey and serve him, we will spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. And then thirdly, exercise your faith by giving. There is no other way. There is no other way. If you are working with God, you must learn to give. Give. And you have things to give. Your skill is there. Share with other people. Open doors for someone. You have opportunity. You are in a place, a privileged position. Give other people leverage. Give them opportunity. Your talent is there. Use it. Use it to serve your employers. Use it very well. Some people withhold themselves. You read it earlier on. There is one who withhold more than it's necessary. Some people withhold and say, when I get my own. Hey, it's not a cause. Maybe God will never find you faithful to get your own. Whoever we want other people to serve them, they must also serve other people. Give of your treasure. Money is very important to us. After God is money. But give money. Give your money. Give to promote the gospel. Some people give into causes that does not have eternal value. Hey, just because people say, oh, maybe pastor is it. No, nobody is interested in your money. Hey, you are laying up. That's what the Bible says. You are laying up a treasure for yourself. Every soul that is saved, if your money is in the gospel, it counts for you. time, a ministry or a place or organization, a mission, missionary are sent out there and your money is in that effort, it makes a whole world of difference. It makes a whole world of difference. I say it under God. When you learn to give, God doesn't hold. God doesn't ask you to come back after 30 days. God is not a taskmaster. God rewards. It's not just the reward that is now, but even in the one to come. Bow down your head. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for all my brothers and my sister. Thank you for the opportunity to understand again that your word is unchangeable. Your word is irrefutable. Your word is powerful. Thank you because in a time such as this, we have chosen to live by faith. And so we trust your word. Your word find expression in our lives, in our families, in our businesses, in our career path. Thank you because this week is a wonders. A week where we stand as your ambassador in the marketplace and live our lives as witnesses for you. We bless you. We honor you this morning. We give you all the praise and glory, for we have worshiped with thanksgiving from our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,